It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate so much what you do for us here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry, we're here in your office like we usually are, and I would call this an extraordinary opportunity. It's not typical of what we do as to who we bring in to interview as our guest. You have a relationship with Rod. I just met him, as far as I know, for the first time today, but I'm very anxious to get acquainted. He's just got one of those expressions and outflows of somebody really special.
It's either
and
what
I look
did
forward
you
to
just
that.
Do or what can
yeah,
you
so I'm looking forward to hearing who he is and his connection with Evangel Home. But go ahead and make Rod's introduction.
Oh, I love this. I love what you just said about this is unusual for the radio because we're pretty programmed. 9:30 you come on Tuesday mornings and we do our interview. But because you had to come late today, instead of something that we usually do on the we don't do this on the radio, but we do it at Evangel Home. Mm. It's like you really walked into part of our everyday life.
Wow.
And Rod is part of our everyday life. And Rod is the pastor at Hilltop Chapel in Miramonte, California. He thinks it's a mere stone's throw. I admire his church when they come here for a tour because it's a long drive. Anyway, so they're here having a BLT today, Bite of Lunch and Tour. And they will have lunch and they'll have a tour of the place. And Rod is a former board member, served on our board for 6 years, and was president at one point. He's a San Francisco Giants fan.
Well, he's got that going for him.
He's wearing his Giants watch, just in case we needed a little color fill in there. And it's I sit here, Jim, kind of in awe of both of you guys, actually, because you are such godly men, and you are so, both of you, so much the kind of men our women need in their life, and so few of them have. So, yeah, it just is a kind of overpowering feeling to me when I realize I have a relationship with Rod, I have a relationship with you, those friendships, those just sitting down and sharing your concerns and your encouragement for one another, and, again, something that our women so desperately need and don't have. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so thankful for both of you. Back to Rod and his Giants watch. Yeah, he was on the board for 6 years. And he's one of those board members, one of those friends that has become an advisor. I can call Rod and say, what do you think? Or we want to do this? Or how do you think I should handle this? Or, you know, so you want that kind of Christian friendship mm-hmm. with a brother. And mm-hmm. I'm very thankful for it. So
good. Before I go to you, Rod, I just want to say on the air something I've said to you, how much I admire you, Jerry.
Thank you.
For your passion and perseverance and love and stamina. You just hang in there day after day after day in the heart of the warfare in downtown Fresno. God bless you.
Thank you.
Rod, where did you grow up?
I was born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and I grew up in upstate New York in a little town called Hillsdale, and then I graduated high school in a town called Norwich, New York.
Okay. Well, what brought you west?
Oh, that's a long story.
You've got 30 seconds.
I have 30 seconds. I came out west in 1975 to start over, and I became a yacht salesman in Southern California, in Marina Del Rey. And the Lord just led me from one thing to another, and I arrived in Miramonte area, actually Squaw Valley, in 1983 to start a guest ranch.
Okay.
And
you did.
All of a sudden, 10 years later, I was in the ministry.
Wow. When did you come to faith?
I received Christ as my Savior at the age of 5.
Christian parents and a good church?
Very good. My uncle was the pastor.
Yeah. Well, we share that kind of story. I was also 5, with wonderful parents and a good church. And what a blessing to have a lifetime of building that relationship with the
King. You better get it back over here.
Because
there was a period of my life that I strayed from the Lord very badly and spent about 20 years mm-hmm. trying to find something else.
Yeah.
And when I was 38... the Lord said, there is nothing else.
Uh-huh. Well, again, we have an amazing parallel in that regard. So we're going to have to talk and get acquainted here off mic because we don't have time for that today. So 10 years after you got to Miramonte, you became the pastor. What was that process like? Did you get a have an encounter with God? Or
very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. I was at the end of my rope in a lot of different ways, financially, spiritually for sure. And God said, you will not find what you're looking for out there.
Uh-huh.
Only with me. And so I came back.
Well, tell us about, and for those of you who don't know, Miramonte is, you get there out of Fresno, up going up 180 and turn off. It's back in the hills there somewhere.
Take your Dramamine.
And take your Dramamines and curvy roads. Tell me about the church. What's it like? How many people? What kind of ministries you're engaged in the community? Tell me what happens at Hilltop Community Church.
Well, Hilltop Chapel was founded in 1953.
My apologies.
And it was started by some concerned citizens within the community. There was no church there. And primarily ladies who forced their husbands to get involved. And one of the men was fairly well-to-do. And he bought some property. And the church was started by a small group of people who just knew that the area needed to be evangelized, and primarily a timbering industry, a lot of lumbermen and so on, and rough people.
Yeah,
and so the Lord has been working there ever since.
Yeah, I would guess that's a difficult place to be salt and light.
There are some challenges, that's for sure. But God has blessed, and we have a number of different ministries. Our missions program includes Evangel Home and has for the last 25 years, I think. And so we have an Awana program. We have several different Bible studies going on weekly, and a lot of outreach to the community. So,
fabulous. How did the connection with Evangel Home come about?
Again, some ladies in our community called Helping Hands, and that's the group that's here today, just had a burden for the women of our area, some of whom have been graduates of Evangel Home.
Wow.
And one was in one of the recent issues of the magazine, and her name is Christy, and she is a shining light of what is possible.
She's the one of the people that would keep me coming back every day, and it's the Christies that make me always have hope. That, you know, you can have 12 or 15 that you think are going to make it and they don't, and then you have Christy that is just awesome. And it's like, oh, we got Christy.
Keeps the juices flowing.
She does.
Absolutely. So then at some point you served, what did you say, 6 years on the board?
6 years on the board.
Talk about that a little bit. Any bright, shining moments or events or issues that jump out at you as highlights?
Well, they were all highlights because Jerry called me one day and she said, we don't usually take pastors on the board, but for some reason she felt that I should be on the board.
The Giants watch.
I didn't have that then. But and I considered it and talked with my wife about it, and my wife in her usual way said, if that's the way the Lord wants you to go, that's what you should do. And so in December of 2005, I get to meet all the board members, and then I started in January of 2006 and was president of the board, I think, in 2007. Is that right?
I'm not positive, but that sounds about right.
And it was just a wonderful experience. I would anticipate every month that third Thursday of the month driving down and being part of that. It was very, very special.
How long is that drive?
It's about 55 miles.
How much time?
Depends on how fast you drive, Jim.
When I was young, it wasn't long.
No, it's about an hour and a half.
And see, again, that to me is so incredible that I'm thinking my own attitude that Thursday night rolls around, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, that's a long ways to go. It's nothing for Rod.
Well, and yet that is reality for people who live in that community.
Yeah.
It's a reality for people at Dunlop and at Hume Lake and all of that because
dial it into their schedule.
Just part of the schedule because that's where some things have to be done.
Absolutely.
I perceive from our little brief discussion, Rod, that Hilltop Chapel is not a religious social club. It is a center for ministry. Would you say that?
We have a saying, Hilltop Chapel, where Jesus Christ is glorified.
Yeah.
And we try to live that every day.
Yeah, well, good. Wow.
You know, I was just past things float through my mind very quickly. Because Rod is right. He has somehow Hilltop has been involved since at least 1988. Because I remember my first trip up there was with Janice Woods.
Exactly.
We've shared about Janice on this show that she was, in a way, she's a shining star. She's deceased now. But Janice was one that was in the program when I came here. And then continued to be in my life and make me crazy for the next 20 years.
Oh, what are those?
But we loved Janice, and Janice actually was our daycare director for a while, but Janice could never quite get beyond all of the problems that she had. Bless her heart, bless her soul. But I remember taking her to Hilltop, and that first drive up there, I was about in tears when we got there because I didn't think that the curves would ever end, and she became increasingly quiet as we drove. Because she was a total product of the cement jungle and had never seen treetops like that. And as you drive more and more and you see more and more treetops and less cement, she was having a panic attack.
Wow.
And I remember being in the church, Rod. I don't remember what we talked about, but I remember the drive there and arriving. You know Janice, and that to me is special too because...
The other lady, her last name is I.E., and I can't remember her full name right now, but she was Anthy. Thank you.
Oh, I've heard that name.
And she was just a real reclamation project. I remember that.
Yeah.
And so some of the ones that you've brought up there to speak with us, the transformation in their lives was so dynamic.
And that's
We're getting short of time. Just a couple of quick questions, Rod. Tell me about your family. You married how long? How many kids?
Leslie and I have been married 36 years, coming up on 37.
And it's her fault, right?
All her fault. Bless her heart. And we have two children. Both Krista and Andrew live in Massachusetts.
Wow.
So, and nine grandchildren.
Nine, okay. I've got number nine in the oven. The other question, very quickly, how can our listeners pray for you?
Just pray that the Lord will lead in very difficult, I think we are coming up on very difficult times, and just lead us to those who need Christ and help us just to proclaim his name.
All right. Well, there you heard it, listener friends. And Jerry, we don't have time to highlight immediate needs.
So
prayer works for us too. Pray for us. But Ken, it's your turn. Thank you, Rod. Nice to meet you. Thank you, Jerry. The delight. Ken, make this a program. And thank you, my friends, for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.